Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great tools we have to restore the republic, to make America great again, to reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Do you know a broadcast that's more cheerful, more positive, more hopeful than we are? Do you know a broadcast that brings forward solutions for every issue, every problem we talk about? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on demand at your fingertips. Tell all your friends, donate today and get involved, would you please? By the way, you can still get raw honey delivered directly to your door in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But you got to hurry. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211 or Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com and say, you know what? Tell me about the different kinds of raw honey. There's a lot of different flavors and tastes. And man, it's just phenomenal. I'm telling you, it'll be a hit for Thanksgiving or Christmas, for gifts and or just for the dinner table. Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. And by the way, if you want discounts, go become a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, where it's a win-win situations and businesses are rewarded and individuals are rewarded. We come together to make America great again. Boy, do you got to love it. All right, a recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mrs. Barbara Hewlett. The right to farm is under attack and has been for many years. We talked about attack on a chicken house on private property. Neighbor sues neighbor for dust particles. I kid you not. It's literally cost $750,000. It's been a fiasco, to say the least. The double standard is highlighted. Right to Farm Conference today, 10 to 4:30 in Grand Junction, Colorado at the fairgrounds. $20 to enter. Just incredible speakers, questions, and a Q&A and more. It's going to be phenomenal. Check it out. Get involved. Go to the gate and get your ticket today. All right, hour two. Roy Moore says that he's never even met the woman that accused him of molesting her. He says, I don't know Mrs. Lee Gorfman from anyone. I never talked to her. I never had any contact with her. And the allegations of sexual contact with her is completely false. Now, here's the interesting thing. We're starting to get more details. The girl said that she took the phone calls from Roy Moore in her bedroom. But her mom said she didn't have a phone in her bedroom. Well, there you go. Again, credibility crisis. Run amok. Another girl comes forward and testifies and says, hey, he tried to rape me now. The allegation is getting more hostile, more abusive. The problem is, again, there's no evidence. There's just allegation. There's he said, she said is all there really is. The problem is guilt by association or public opinion is not acceptable, folks. More than five companies yanked their advertising from Sean Hannity because Sean Hannity said we ought to look at a man as innocent until proven guilty. Shame. Senators Mike Lee, Steve Daines, Bill Cassidy, and others are now distancing themselves. Dozens of Republicans are jumping away from Roy Moore. The tragedy, again, is he innocent until proven guilty? These women don't come forward for 40 years, 35 to 40 years. They say they were scared. What's the difference now? Now, I don't know if Roy Moore is guilty or not, but I'm going to assume he's innocent until proven otherwise. And so far, I see allegations by questionable women with confusing circumstances, to say the least. The latest girl says that he was supposed to give her a ride home from work and that he raped her between the back of the restaurant and between the back of a restaurant and a dumpster in his car. She tried to stop him. He eventually, left her there. Her boyfriend picked her up. But the boyfriend's not saying anything. Okay, none of these allegations. So she brings forward a, quote, yearbook and says, look, he even signed my yearbook. Just because an honorable judge signs a girl's yearbook, because everybody knows he's famous in the town, and he's polite to her, he says, Merry Christmas to a beautiful girl or whatever like that, that doesn't mean anything. They're acting like that means something. Again, this circumstantial stuff without evidence has got to stop. Media Matters, backed by George Soros, using Roy Moore allegations to go after Sean Hannity's advertisers. Why? Because Sean didn't jump on the barbecue bandwagon without evidence. Okay, for example, Washington Post article fails to mention that Roy Moore's accusers, several of them are involved with the Democratic Party. Some of them have ties to Hillary Clinton. Okay, but you know what? They did a man-on-the-street interview with ABC affiliate down there in Alabama, and not one person believes the allegations. Don't trust fake news polls. The fake news wants you to believe that, oh, everybody's against Roy Moore now. It isn't true. They're pulling out every trick in the book. We pray Roy Moore wins on December 12th, and I'm not pulling my endorsement. I'm doubling up and standing for Roy Moore. Now, you would say, Sam, well, what if he is guilty? What if he did do these things? Then my response is, we need evidence. Because if I'm on the jury, I'm going to say he's innocent until you prove me guilty. Or prove him guilty, I'm sorry. You got to prove guilt. I can't just go on a wing and a prayer and an allegation. I'm not going to destroy somebody in the court of public opinion, and I'm not going to destroy somebody on allegation. I will not do it. If we allow this to happen, we reject the very heart and soul of American ideology. Okay, people are destroying their coffee makers in protest of the coffee maker company. What's it called? Kirion or whatever? Kirions? Or Kiriogs? How do you say that thing? You know how to say that coffee maker, Kurt? K-E-U-R?
Not really.
I-G-S, Kiriogs? I don't even know how people pronounce what they have, but people are destroying them. Because they're sick of it. Because they don't like this. Everybody jump on the bandwagon and use guilt by association. Use unsubstantiated allegations to go after people. Now, you could say, well, Sam, it's five women. Come on. At some point where there's smoke, there's fire. And my response is, three out of the five women aren't even claiming anything. They're just saying he, you know, dated me when I was a teenager. But these girls are like 17, 18 years old. Now, you can say that's not good. But a lot of guys like to date younger girls. I'm not saying that's, you know, the smartest thing to do or anything. I'm just saying it's commonly done and there's no crime there. The other two girls are making allegations where there's no proof of any kind. This one girl that says he touched her over her, over her underwear or whatever, and then she tried to get him to touch, or her to touch him. Again, there's no evidence of any kind. And the girl says that he talked to her and conned her into going with him on her phone number in her bedroom, or on her phone in her bedroom. Well, the mom said she didn't have a phone in her bedroom. Big, serious problem in the details there. The next girl says, you know what, my boyfriend was going to pick me up. He was late, so Roy Moore offered to give me a ride home, and then he took me in his car, and this happened. But then she says he dumped her out on the street. She got pushed or rolled out of the car. She doesn't know, and he left, screeching the tires. But then she says her boyfriend came and picked her up, which is fine. But the boyfriend knows nothing, and she says nothing to the boyfriend? You would think this guy would come forward and say, yeah, I kept asking her what was wrong, and something was severely wrong. I don't know about any of that. But then she says this. I was going to get a ride home from Roy Moore, and then I was going to call my boyfriend who was late and tell him I already got a ride home. But in those days without cell phones, how are you going to do that? If he's already on his way to pick her up, or if he's out and about somewhere, how are you going to go home and call him? See, these stories just don't add up. They're weird. There's no evidence. Roy Moore now threatens to sue the Washington Post over fake news report. Anyway, it goes on and on. Well, the fifth lady, the interesting thing about her, too, is she jumps on Monday to claims of attempted rape. But my question for everybody would be, why would Roy Moore stop if she's, like, in the car, they're alone, they're at the back of a restaurant, there's a dumpster right by, there's nobody around, it's 10-plus late at night. He's starting to rape her, you know, touching her breasts and trying to take off her shirt and pushing her head down, you know, towards his body or whatever. And then all of a sudden he just stopped and looked at her and kicked her out of the car and left. And she almost got raped, but thank heaven she dodged the bullet. Is that really true, too? If he was really that bent on it, would he just stop that easily? All I'm telling you is things just don't make sense with this. I don't understand it. But I'm telling you right now, if we allow this guilt by association in the case of James Edwards, that you're a KKK leader just because, hey, you know some people that are involved in that, or at least were involved in that organization, that you're somehow guilty because a couple of people come forward with non-corroborated or non-confirmed stories of any kind, are we going to allow this to stand in America? When we get back, let's have Kurt talk about this critical issue. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use station. Somebody else wimped out. I'll tell you who in a second.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So Beverly Young Nelson alleges that Roy Moore sexually assaulted her in 1977 when she was 16 and working as a waitress. She appears in a press conference with Gloria Allred. This is the attorney that's well known for representing these sexually, quote, abused women. Nelson says she didn't speak out previously because she feared Moore's power, but was inspired by the others who came forward. Now, this is interesting, too, because when you're a little girl, do you really think, oh, my gosh, this judge has so much power? I don't know. The problem is, you know, there's more and more and more women speaking out. The problem is there's no evidence. There's no, for example, as evidence, this Gloria Allred attorney presented a high school yearbook with Young's name graved on the cover that Roy Moore signed for her. But does that mean that there was sexual harassment and or some kind of sexual assault? Kurt Cosby, what do you say here? The evidence is so flimsy. The circumstances are so strange. There's holes left and right in the stories to the point where, look, I want to be sensitive to women who are truly abused. But this crime of allegation without evidence, this assertion, you know, thou shalt not bear false witness. At what point do we get to where, what do you do in these cases, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's very concerning, you know, Sam, at least as far as I can tell, it's the whole he said, she said situation. And, you know, when you have two people that, you know, one says one thing, the other one says another, and there are no other witnesses, You're pretty much left to, I mean, you've got to choose one or the other as far as I can see. And when I look at the, what I'd call basically the fruits of these individuals, I see on the one side, I'm not saying it's complete destruction and havoc and, you know, tragedy, etc., but I see nothing of very much, if I would say, any kind of significance. I mean, I'm talking about when it comes to the court of public opinion or, you know, anything out of the ordinary. In fact, there's a whole lot of questionable situations, dealings, including, you know, I'm talking about with family relations, divorces and bankruptcies. And, you know, those are all on one side of this issue. And on the other side, you have Judge Roy Moore that I believe you could almost argue based on his past record and past things that we've known about him for all these years, you'd have a hard time finding what I'd call a better individual to support.
Yeah, I would use the word statesman personally, but I agree.
Yeah.
And all I can say is this. Here's my attitude. When there's no evidence of this, I think we need to let this go. We need to support Judge Roy Moore. And we need to say if Judge Roy Moore really is guilty of the things that are alleged, then you know what? God will take care of that. You know what? He might be able to fool you and I, but he can't fool God. And we need to really remember that. Now, if it was ongoing abuses like the Bill Clinton scenario or the whatever, the Harvey Weinstein, I get taking someone down over this. But you know what? You can dig into people's past and you can use things like, oh my gosh, he signed a yearbook. That means he certainly tried to rape her. Lies. But when you have this Beverly Nelson lady, Beverly Young, her maiden name was Young, making these allegations, and you have this Gloria lady, this well-known attorney. I mean, look, they always gold dig. They always look for money and to destroy careers and these kinds of things. Steve Bannon says, quote, until there's more evidence, he's standing with Roy Moore, and I'm one of them. And that's what I mean by evidence. All these politicians and these people are backing away, not on evidence, but on allegation. That's the biggest problem I have with this. Turns out Ted Cruz now pulls support from Roy Moore, said allegations merit criminal prosecution if true. Again, that's the weirdest wording ever. What do you mean criminal prosecution if true? Well, of course, if true, criminal prosecution. But how do you get to the point where we know if it's true or not? See, that's the problem with this, is they're doing this without any evidence, and more and more and more Republicans are jettisoning Roy Moore. They're all talking about a write-in candidate now. They're even talking about, even if the people elect him, that the Senate's what, going to kick him out or whatever because he's not worthy of their, quote, standards or whatever? What are they saying here? That he doesn't morally...
you know, the standards of the Senate.
This guy doesn't morally hold up the Senate.
Yeah, they're right up in there with the standards of, let's see, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. You know, I mean, you could go on down through the list of, you know, senators in the past. And in my opinion, when they say that, you know, all they're doing is basically saying, hey, you know, and I agree with them, if these things were true, which is the biggest if I've ever maybe seen. And yet they go ahead and assume by their actions following the if statement that they are true, when there's no, like you said, evidence. And there's certainly a lot of room for questions. On the one hand, you have a man that says, hey, these are lies. There's no truth to them. And the other side, you've got some pretty questionable character, if you ask me.
Wow. All right. Well, there's a connection between Roy Moore and James Edwards, Kurt. I don't know if you heard about it, but it was in a newspaper in 2012 that's been taken offline now, but James Edwards on his blog wrote about it. And Michael Perutka donated to Roy Moore's campaign big time, like $50,000. And Michael Perutka has appeared on James Edwards' show and on Liberty Roundtable Live many times. Therefore, listen, therefore, based on that, Roy Moore's a racist, Kurt.
Well, yeah, as far as I can tell, everybody else is, too, based on that kind of logic, you know, Sam.
What do you think?
I think it's a topsy-turvy world,
well,
Sam.
Amen.
Up is down and right is left and left is right. And, you know, good is evil. Well, hey, that sounds scriptural, doesn't it? You know, but that's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, today. Times are
yeah, and the issue is, you know, which one's more heinous, Kurt, to be lied about and say that you're a white supremacist KKK leader, like the Detroit News lied, and a court case validated their lie, even though they admit in the court case it's a lie, or being, you know, they suggest that you're a child molester. What's that, a pedophile, Kurt? I mean, really, the allegations are that Roy Moore's a pedophile, right?
Well, I guess they're saying that because the one girl claims she was 14.
Yeah,
is that right?
And the other girl was 16, Kurt.
I mean, at least in my opinion, it's pretty weak to call that a
I know, but that's where they're going. Okay, now, but whatever you want to say, inappropriate relationships with young girls or underage girls, whatever words you want to use to, quote, trigger, that's where they're going. What's worse, though, Kurt, to be like James Edwards and they lie and say you're a leader of the KKK, or to say you're a pedophile or involved sexually with forced sex with underage girls? What's worse?
You know, it's kind of hard to.
Well, here's what I know. Roy Moore distanced.
They're both bad, you know.
Roy Moore distanced himself from James Edwards and Michael Perutka back in the day, saying, you know what, I didn't know they were involved with this white supremacist stuff, and so he, you know, publicly distanced himself. James Edwards says, I support Roy Moore 100%. Because James and I believe they're both lies.
Very good, Sam. I mean,
but the reason that it's important to know who's distancing themselves from who is because I think that we need to take these two twin cases to the top, to Donald Trump and to others, and say, look, they lied about you, Donald. They lied about Roy Moore. They lied about James Edwards. We got to have accountability for lies. We got to have accountability for fake news. And just because a girl made an allegation, or two girls have made allegations now, that doesn't mean there's guilt. The problem is, they're going to commit election fraud over this. The question really is, will Roy Moore be able to win? Even Ted Cruz pulls his support. Steve Bannon stands strong currently. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So this is critical in my humble opinion. This idea that we're going to create guilt by association, that you can literally lie about people and, peddle falsehoods in the news, backed by, big news organizations, backed by, quote, courts telling a lie because of guilt by association, or because you can take out the word it's, or because you can redefine the word leader. And, Ted Cruz pulls support from Roy Moore. Steve Bannon stands strong. Now, Bannon makes a bold prediction, Kurt. This is a week ago story or so, but it's relevant right now. Steve Bannon speaking out against Mitch McConnell, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam, and I believe that's part of this whole thing.
That's why I bring it up right now.
At least in my opinion, what you've got here is Steve Bannon basically saying that, hey, they're going to do all they can to replace Mitch McConnell, just like they got rid of Boehner. And I think that's one of the main things that's going on is McConnell's going, look, these guys are, basically my enemies. So he's doing what he can to, get rid of them. To fight him, oppose him before, Judge Roy Moore, gets in there. And you've got, this is a WorldNet Daily piece, but, and it's reprinted from the Daily Caller, by the way. That's the source, Thomas Phippen. They call Steve Bannon a former White House advisor and the populist chief of Breitbart News. I guess he understands he who owns the media makes the rules. Predicts, he says, that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will lose his position as the head of the Senate Republicans. By November of next year. I guess this was in an interview with the New York Times. Bannon told reporter Jeremy Peters, I absolutely do not think McConnell will be majority leader by November next year, and he will work to make that happen. Or in other words, Bannon says he's going to work to make that happen. He says, I have an objective that Mitch McConnell will not be majority leader, and I believe will be done before this time next year. anyway, he also predicts that establishment Republicans would continue losing favor, and politicians, particularly in the Senate, will be forced to choose sides. The retirement of Republican Senators Bob Corker of Tennessee and Jeff Flake of Arizona, plus the routing of McConnell-backed interim Senator Luther Strange in Alabama, indicates to Bannon that the movement is still strong. I guess he says, and we had, you know, Big Luther in Alabama, we had Corker in Tennessee, and we had Flake in Arizona, and there'll be more, Bannon said. There'll be more. Don't think that you know. Not one of these senators has run out there and said publicly and said, I want the endorsement of Mitch McConnell, yet they're all coming to us. I think he's pretty much on target. What do you think, Sam?
I sure pray he's on target. That's all I got to say, and I'll do everything I can to help make what he's suggesting become a reality. I don't want any harm to come to McConnell, but I certainly want McConnell out of office because I think he's part of the swamp that's a serious, serious problem. And McConnell's the one saying, hey, you know what? Roy Moore needs to step aside. I believe these women. I don't care who you believe, McConnell. You should stand up for facts and the rule of law. And these allegations have no evidence yet. Roy Moore has not been tried in a court of law. Roy Moore has not been sued. All they're doing is taking these allegations to the court of public opinion and trying to commit election fraud, McConnell. Well, I have good news speaking of the Kentucky senators, Kurt. Rand Paul returned to work on Monday. That's good news, huh?
Yes, it is, Sam. And, he talked a little bit about, what all happened. He basically said that... it's pretty tough to, to get beat up from behind and having ribs broken and that kind of thing, to say that's all over some yard deal. Apparently, he said, I was trying to find the piece on it, but apparently he said that, man, if you think this is all over grass clippings or something, you're out to lunch. He said he hadn't really talked to this guy for years, apparently. I think this is part of that whole get rid of guys that are a problem. And, you got the Roy Moore deal where they're trying to get rid of him big time, and then you got Rand Paul. Hey, if you get rid of him one way or the other, either where he can't participate or he's literally killed, it's amazing to me what they'll go to.
There's no doubt about it. Anyway, I'm grateful Rand Paul's back. That's good news.
The Washington Examiner basically said it like this: no justification for hitting somebody from behind and breaking their ribs. Right?
Same. Yeah, Kurt, but we'll get into this later. We don't have time today, but we've got a story coming up that'll talk about the increase of violence since Donald Trump took office against Donald Trump supporters. The white hatred or white anti-white crime is through the roof. We'll talk about that. But I guess Trump nominates Alex Azar to replace Tom Price as the Health and Human Secretary, Kurt. Did you see this? He did it by Twitter.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't.
And this Alex Azar, it's part of the swamp, Kurt. But he might do a lot of good, they say. So time will tell.
Okay.
Yeah. What I mean is he's like, I can't remember, but he's kind of in the big pharma, big company organizations or whatever. It's kind of like the revolving door a little bit. However, they say that he'll shake things up. And they say that he really understands some of these issues. And
I guess he's really not a czar like Obama put in, but he's Azar, A-Z-A-R.
That's right. Yeah, good point. All right. I didn't think of that. It is bizarre, if you want to,
bizarre.
Play on that.
Yeah. They say he's the, a little bit about him, he's 50 years old. Went to Dartmouth College, Yale Law School.
See, those attorneys that go to Yale and work for Big Pharma concern the heck out of me.
Concerning, yeah.
But, in his defense, he said this. He had a kid that had some problems Went to the doctor, got done. He said, hey, you know, how much would this be? Or they said, you got this problem and we can bring in this person or this person. And he's like, well, how much is the difference? And they like glazed over and had no idea. And he's like, what gives? How do we have this problem in America where you can't even find out how much it costs? Anyway, interesting that he at least gets something. So our prayers are that it turns out well, but we're skeptical.
Yeah.
But I have good news. Trump's picked Peter Robb, who we talked about, with righttowork.org. And our buddy Patrick over there has been confirmed of general counsel of the NRB, Kurt.
Huh.
So we got that done. And that ought to change, you know, literally decades old abuses of the unions getting special privileges. So hopefully Peter Robb can change that.
Yeah.
That's the one that we're talking about. Saying that we needed to get him elected, remember? And Patrick was on the radio saying, you know, hey, man, you got to have your people call and let senators know, and we got to get this done. Well, they got it done, Kurt. So cool. There you go. Peter Robb has been selected and nominated. Or, I'm sorry, and confirmed. All right, by the way, Lamborghini's in the news, Kurt.
Yes, Sam. Now, some people, every so often you get in a little fender bender. And I think most people would like to have a car that would do this. But I guess, you know, that's the headline. It says Lamborghini creates world's first self-healing sports car. Now, I don't know, Sam. I would just guess that you're maybe a little bit, suspicious of this headline? What do you think?
I don't really know.
You think you can get a Lamborghini that fixes itself? You pull into a place.
It's kind of like how Windows, you know, Windows, door. Kurt, has safe mode and it tries to fix itself and all it does is trash everything in its wake. So if it's that kind of an idea, no.
Okay. Well, anyway, the guys at telegraph.co.uk got the headline and the piece, and they say they've created the world's first self-healing sports car. Now, it has the ability, they say, to detect and repair cracks in its bodywork. They say using sensors, the car can conduct its own health check to detect any damages and self-repair by filling the crack with nanotubes to prevent it from spreading.
I'm glad I know about those nanotubes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the girl that flipped off Donald's motorcade, Kurt?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, there's some interesting tidbits about her. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Oh. Like I said, the real conservatives don't put their money where their mouth is, but the rest of society certainly does, and we'll prove it in seconds.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. But here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about this lady that flipped off Donald Trump's motorcade. Turned out she gets fired. But thanks to a GoFundMe campaign, raising money saying, hey, her First Amendment rights were violated. The GoFundMe campaign has already raised over $63,000 towards their $100,000 goal, Kurt. What do you think of that?
It's amazing, isn't it? You know, and this is freedom of speech when you...
flip off the president, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I...
And, you know, it. I will admit that they have the right to support her.
Well, she has the right to flip off the president, too. I don't agree
with it. She apparently, at least the one good thing that I saw was that, you know, her company also had the right to...
fire her.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, so know, look, she has the right to flip off the president. I don't think that she's using her freedom rightly. It's kind of like somebody burning the flag. I think they have the right to do that, but I would never endorse that. I think they're making a mistake. I would never make a law that says you can't flip off anybody, even the president. But you know what? The company has the right to fire her. And they can just say, we don't want that kind of representative, you know, doing that kind of stuff on our staff. They have that right. She has the right then to speak out and say it's my First Amendment rights. People have the right to fund her. But here's what I'm saying. If I tried to raise money to support Roy Moore or to keep this radio network on the air or whatever I'm trying to work on, that'd be a resounding silence. I'd probably get $5, you know? This lady flips off the president of the United States, gets fired, and they raise $63,000 for her without even blinking an eye, Kurt. I find that very strange. Now, again, I get, you know, but I'm just saying, where's the real conservative people that should be supporting principles of God, family, and country? Let me give you an example, Kurt. We cover things on the radio that most folks don't cover. Remember, a long time ago, we had on a guy by the name of Brigham Sunday. And Brigham Sunday ran an organization called Storybox Family. And when we talked about the media and about, the cable channels melting down and Netflix and Roku and all these different options for, TV cord cutting and all that kind of stuff. Then we got into this VidAngel discussion that we had on the CEO of VidAngel. We talked about all these things. Well, we said, you know, what happened to this family box, Storybox Family stuff, because we interviewed them a year plus ago, and they were putting together a good family-friendly movie channel as well. Well, I called Brigham and talked to him. And I said, hey, you still doing your service? And he said, no, we actually sold it. Well, it turns out the Storybox Family merged with or got purchased by DoveChannel.com, Kurt. And according to Brigham, it just makes Dove Channel bigger and better. And so they did it. And they're still helping with the Dove Channel, and they're still helping with the VidAngel stuff as well. So I just thought that was a pretty neat follow-up. Well, those are the kind of stories we do, the things that we focus on. We talk about the right to farm as being is under assault and being abused right now. We talk about innocence until proven guilty for people. We talk about these, in my opinion, principles that make America great. Well, we struggle to raise money for our cause, but hey, if I were to flip off the president, I could probably get rich and famous, Kurt. The problem is I don't believe that's a valuable solution at all.
Good point.
How does that solve anything? How does that help out society to flip off the president, get fired, raise a bunch of money, and now you're a, quote, First Amendment star? How is that celebrating, in my opinion, true First Amendment rights? How is that celebrating things that make America better? How is that finding solutions? How is that making America great again? Anyway, very strange, but I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, by the way, a one-year-old girl is dead, Kurt. Because they say this guy, 25 years old in Memphis, Tennessee, put a gun in bed, I guess with a little girl. I guess the gun was in the bed, and he put the little kid in the bed, and then, you know, the kid got shot or whatever, messing with the gun, the AP reports. Here's the interesting thing. That story wouldn't even make my radar, except for one thing, Kurt. The guy's name is Sean Moore.
Yeah, another
now,
Moore.
I'm not, you know, saying like that this Moore is a link. It could be just a coincidence that a guy by the name of Sean Moore literally put a gun in bed with a little girl, and you know, then the little girl got shot on accident or whatever, and now it makes news. But right when Roy Moore is in the news, Sean Moore makes this mistake and this girl's shot, it just makes you think, man, anybody with the last name of Moore, wow, evil. Now, I know there's no factual association between these two stories, but isn't it interesting, Kurt, the timing of it? And it hits the AP wire. I find that interesting. All right, now, the other interesting thing that I think is this. You know, we're talking about mass shootings all the time these days. We're not blaming it on the psychotropic drugs. We're just saying, look, you know what? Got to get rid of guns. I think that's a lie. It's bogus. I stand on the Second Amendment. However, what I find fascinating about this is they say that mental illness is the problem. Well, right when they're telling you that mental illness is the problem in Vegas, mental illness is the problem with this church shooting in Texas, now you get this story from the mainstream press without a blink of an eye, which I don't understand. Here's the headline. Army lifts ban on recruits with mental health issues. The Army to grant waivers, meaning they used to stop people from entering the military with these problems, but now they're letting them have a waiver and letting them join the military to people with a history of depression, bipolar disorder, so depression, bipolar, drug and alcohol abuse, and even self-mutilation. Kurt, I don't know how you respond to this stuff. So we're saying mentally ill guys go berserk. Some of them have military training. They're crazy. Mental illness is the problem. Now we're going to let more mentally ill people into the Army, into the military. We're talking about a history of depression, bipolar, drug and alcohol abuse, and self-mutilation. Candidates are now, well, welcomed by the military with open arms. Where on earth is the Donald to speak out and say you guys have lost your minds? But Donald's silent. The mainstream press is silent. They announce this as if it's no big deal. Do you have a response for this, Kurt? It's absolutely insane. And in 5-10 years, we're going to have a bunch of trained militant, you know, folks with some mental illnesses running around armed to the teeth and trained. What are we thinking, Kurt?
Sam, I mean, it makes me think of our buddy Chuck Harder when he would talk about the Middle East, and he would say, hey, it's like you guys give a whole bunch of guys with gas cans, open gas cans, and give them all a big lighter and see who's going to, you know, start one quicker. You know, it's just crazy, but I mean, it seems like we do it all the time, don't we, Sam? I mean, the justice system, and I put that in quotes, it kind of relies on the habitual repeat offender, if you will, you know, to keep the wheels of justice. And I mean by that, you know, all that the judges making money and the lawyers making money and all the court systems and everything. What if we didn't have all that? I mean,
well, what if I was flipping off the president instead of being on the radio? I might do all right. And by the way, China is in a big race, Kurt. They want to make first contact, from what I understand. This is serious news, my friends.
Yeah. Well, when I saw this story, I thought, I remember the days of you and I putting in these big satellite dishes. And this one, man, I'll tell you what, these dishes must be real big. Because the headline reads, China races to make first contact with aliens using world's largest dish. Subheadline, China is racing to become a major space superpower and could be the first nation to make contact with alien life by using the world's largest radio dish, which can detect signals from the deepest depths of space. Well, I don't see why they'd say they'd be the first guys to make contact with alien life. I mean, most of us have heard from like Mitch McConnell, haven't we? You know, I mean, but anyway, Anders Engelsen is the author, and I just thought it was an interesting situation. I mean, the Chinese, they're trying to move towards being number one in about everything, I think. And by the way, it's from the dailystar.co.uk.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you have it, man. Let's just stop the aliens. That's the biggest thing we got to do. By the way, Alibaba's in the news. I guess they have a thing called Singles Day. I mean, you've heard of all kinds of days, right? But Singles Day is up at the, Chinese company?
What they're talking about is in a single day, they basically sold, what was it, so many billions
$25 billion. But isn't it called Singles Day?
Well, no, they're talking about, you know, in a single day. So in other words, before they hadn't reached this 25 million before, but now, or 25 billion, excuse me. But it just shows you how, you know, basically, it says Singles Day, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
all
maybe it means single day. But
in one day that they did this. But, you know, you think everybody here in America, I think we always think of Amazon and their amazing success. Well, I think Alibaba's doing okay. What do you think, Sam?
I think it's doing well, but I still don't understand what its Singles Day is. Is that a single day?
Here's what the story reads.
They call it its Singles Day Extravaganza.
Yeah, they call it TechCrunch is where the author, or the story came from. A fool, Alibaba has set another Singles Day record after the e-commerce giant sold over 25 billion of product on the Chinese biggest online shopping date. A full number comes in at, they say, well, anyway.
And I don't know if it's called Singles Day. Money. I don't know what it, you know, if that's the name of the day or if they're talking about a single day in sales.
They say it
both.
Was 39% above last year, which is pretty impressive.
Well, hey, the Chinese are coming out in all kinds of cases, and, you know, maybe we can make America great again like they're making China great again, huh? That'd take actually tariffs at the borders, wouldn't it, folks? All right, thanks for being alongside with the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate and get involved today. I'm not going to flip off the president, but I hope you'll donate. I'm not going to flip off anybody, by the way. We believe in God, family, and country. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. Get involved. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.